For the next 10 years, the Columbus America Discovery Group fights a complex and expensive legal battle, while the gold sits in a vault. The insurance companies claim ownership, while the discoverers argue the gold has been abandoned. Numerous legal opinions and appeals follow, but finally, in 1996, the courts award the Columbus America Group over 92% of the treasure. Still, disputes prevent the gold from being sold. Then, in 1998, Dwight Manley, a sports agent and coin expert since childhood, forms an investment group to attempt to untangle the problems. He perseveres through 2 years of non-stop negotiations and finally brings the treasure to market.